Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning. AM 1340 KXEO, our guest, Sergeant Derek Chisholm with the Audrain County Sheriff's Department. We talked a little bit about you getting involved in law enforcement and the academy. One thing that comes to mind is the canine unit over at the Audrain County Sheriff's Department. That was added, several years back, as I understand it,
yep,
right?
Yep, back in 2018. It got revamped.
2018 revamped. Two canines come in at that time, Chow and Jax, right?
Well, at the time, so it was just Chow.
Yes, Chow. Okay.
So he was our first canine we had in over a decade, I think. He and I went to training and hit the road, I think, first part of 2018, I believe.
How has that been? I'm sure, you know, you talked about going to the academy and being trained to get into law enforcement, but it's probably a whole different set of training to go in with the canine, right?
So that is. That's the exact opposite of the academy. That is 95% hands-on, 5% book work in legal studies and stuff like that. But you're training a dog that knows nothing to do a job that's going to help you.
Sure. Talk a little bit about your partner. Does he become like your partner, I guess?
Yes, very much so. So when I got my current partner, Jax, I'll talk about Chow because I'd had him longer. But when I first got Chow, I was very attached to him. So I was very leery of situations that we had to go in. But at the end of the day, they're still dogs. And they're going to act like dogs, and the dogs are going to treat humans like humans. But yeah, the attachment there is great.
I'm sure. Jax, you take him home with you?
I do. Chow's since retired, so he's at home. He's living the retired life. Jax, he too comes home with me every night, just like a regular dog. Except he has his restrictions. He and Chow can't interact together because type A personalities and dogs clashing, not a good deal. So they're separated. They're outside together in two separate kennels. But when it comes time to like come in for the night, they got different rooms. They don't even get to interact with each other.
I figured it was because maybe Jax would see how good Chow's living in retired life and maybe want to do that too.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be.
No doubt about it. Some of the calls that you've gone on with your canines, I'm sure that they have been involved in tracking suspects down. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
So the most, we'll talk about Chow because, again, I've had him longer and there's more stuff that we've done. So we've tracked numerous people, and found people, I should say. It's pretty fascinating to see a dog work. We train, we know the dogs are tracking, but we know it's also training. But when it comes to real life and you actually see a dog find a person that you're looking for, it's fantastic.
So what are they keying in on whenever they go out and they search for a person? Is it a scent or?
Yeah, it's a scent, but what they're trained to track is ground disturbance. So when a person walks across grass, the trail that they're leaving, they're disturbing the grass. So that's what they're smelling. They're tracking the ground disturbance. And then obviously once they get closer to the person, if the person's there, they're going to smell a person and alert to that.
Absolutely. Are they keyed in to search or to sense anything else, such as drugs or things like that?
Yeah, they're both of them are dual purpose canines, so they are trained in narcotics and apprehension, all that stuff. Chow was trained on all narcotics, including marijuana. Once marijuana became legal, we retired him. Got Jax, and Jax is retired on everything except marijuana.
Got it. How long does it typically will a dog serve? When is their retirement? When do they retire?
They, on average, between 6 and 8 years, depending on their health. For larger breed dogs, hip dysplasia is a big issue in them. So as long as their health is good, they can continue to serve. Chow, for example, he's about an 80-pound German Shepherd. He's 8 years old now, and he's in really good health still. Like, he couldn't even tell he was 8 years old.
Sure. Do you get called in to help out, like, the highway patrol? If they were chasing somebody, do they call for yep. canine assistance there?
Yep, yep, they do. Especially our local guys, local troopers, when they see that there's a demand for a canine at the time, they'll call. They'll utilize them for tracking, for drug work, everything like that.
Sure. Talk to us a little bit about your job, some of the other roles and responsibilities that you have with the Audrain County Sheriff's Department.
So currently I'm assigned as a patrol sergeant. My current assignment isn't the typical patrol sergeant assignment. I'm a sergeant over the canine and kind of a proactive unit. But I do help out the guys below me if they have questions and stuff like that. But for the most part, I do my own thing. I assist with narcotics investigations mainly.
So there are different ranks within the Sheriff's Department. You're currently at sergeant. Talk a little bit about the different ranks and, you know, how that moves up, if you will.
Okay. So the ranking system at the Sheriff's Office starts at a corporal.
Mm-hmm.
Then from a corporal, you move to a sergeant. And then from a sergeant, you move to master sergeant, then captain, then major, then sheriff. So everybody, every division, I should say, in the Sheriff's Office has a captain assigned to it. And below them is the master sergeant or the sergeant who answer to the captain and kind of help the captain out when needed.
Okay. The next step for you from sergeant would be to?
Hopefully master sergeant and then up.
And then up. Yep, okay.
Maybe.
And you would like to move up within the Sheriff's Department?
I think so.
Okay.
Under the right leadership, I will.
All right. Very yeah. good. All right. We're going to hold you to that.
Okay.
All right. Let's take our second break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up. We're speaking with Sergeant Derek Chisholm with the Audrain County Sheriff's Department this morning on AM 1340 KXEO.